This week on It's So Bad, we add Samurai Resident Evil to the endless list in the game known as Onimusha. Welcome, guys, to the podcast. Chris.
Michael, hello.
Matt,
hello.
You're here with us.
Welcome, Mike.
Matt, you're wearing a awesome PlayStation sweatshirt today.
I think it's a knockoff, though. I think it's in Chinese.
It is 100% in Chinese.
But I just make sure I don't wear it around someone that might be able to read it.
Chris might be able to read it.
Maybe.
But I doubt it. Is that like a vaporwave aesthetic?
Yeah. It was an internet ad.
Nice. I see those quite often. I have one that's worked. Like a beta tape.
Yeah, I was like, I do want that.
I get those. Yeah. So you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, etc. We are adding this week Onimusha to our endless list of video games. And what is our endless list? It's a list of games. Every game we're going to add to it eventually. Right now it's at 55 games. I believe at the time that we're doing this, we're adding our 56th in Onimusha this week. We judge these games and add them to our list based upon how well they've held up, if they're fun to play today, what's the historical importance of the game, how were its contemporary graphics, its music, etc., etc. And we add it to our list based upon all of these factors in a very, very scientific manner. And this week we're adding Onimusha. So, Chris, you are the expert on this game.
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, you're the expert among the three of us.
Okay. I guess that just means I was the one that actually owned this game when it first came out and enjoyed it quite a bit.
Yeah, so Mike, you didn't play this before?
I have never played this game before.
Prior to the past month or so.
But had you?
No.
See, you're like the Resident Evil guy. I haven't played it.
This was an early PlayStation 2 game, right?
Yeah.
So I didn't have a PlayStation 2 until... later.
So this game came out in March of 2001 in North America, January of 2001 in Japan. The PlayStation 2 came out in like June or July of 2000. So this game is kind of in the first wave of the PlayStation 2 games. So before this game came out, you had games like Dark Cloud, Kessen, Time Splitters 1, Midnight Club, SSX, Tekken Tag Tournament, Armored Core 2, Dynasty Warriors 2, Summoner, The Bouncer. They weren't games that were like these big mega hits, but they were these games that showed promise for what was to come in the PlayStation 2 era. You started seeing people's faces. Oh my god, you started seeing features instead of flat outlines of faces.
Do you know,
like, hands?
How far
fingers.
After the system came out that like Final Fantasy X came out?
Yeah, it came out in 2001, I believe. Later in 2001, you had games like Gran Turismo 3, which is a system seller, Twisted Black, Sister Metal Black, Red Faction, Devil May Cry, Silent Hill 2, Ico, GTA 3, Final Fantasy 10, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3, MGS 2, and Max Payne all came out in 2001.
Right.
Max Payne.
Yeah. Because when I got a PlayStation, I got Final Fantasy 10 and Metal Gear Solid 2. That was...
So it's probably like 2002.
Right, yeah.
Because I think MGS 2 came out in November.
Oh, okay.
It was a big holiday game.
Makes sense.
We've done a lot of PlayStation 2 games, so I've got all of this just in my head now. The timeline for when things come out. So this game was developed and published by Capcom, produced by Keiji Inafune. Does anybody know who Keiji Inafune is?
He's the Mega Man guy, right?
Yes. He's one of the Mega Man guys.
Yeah.
He was, I think, the artist on Mega Man, original Mega Man stuff. And he also would go on, most recently, to do Mighty No. 9.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's not a good game.
Have you played that game?
Yeah, I was going to say, have you played it?
So
it was free on PlayStation Network recently, maybe a year ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, I actually got it on that because I keep my PlayStation 3 hooked up. Like, every now and then, I like to look in like the PlayStation 3 version of the PlayStation Store. And last year, that was a free game. And I was like, I'll try this for free. And oh boy, is it not good. Just not good at all.
I'm going to buy it if I can find it for the Wii U because I know it's on the Wii U.
I think it gets lambasted a little bit more than it should, but it's still not very good.
Yeah. So yeah, Keiji Inafune made this game, and we should mention too that this game came out originally on PlayStation 2, would eventually go to Xbox, but now you can find it on PC, Switch, PlayStation 4, and Xbox One. It's known as Onimusha Warlords, which is what it was called back in the day, but it wasn't really referred to as that. It was just referred to as Onimusha. It says it on the box, Onimusha Warlords, in the PS2 copy.
The Xbox is like...
It's like an Genma. Enhanced version.
Yeah. What is it, Genma?
It's Genma Onimusha.
I played it on the Switch this time. Did you guys both play it on PS2?
Yeah.
Did you have tank controls?
I opted to use the tank controls.
Can you can turn them on and off?
It's on the Switch. You can use, and I assume it's the same on any other re-release. The D-pad is tank controls, and the joystick is like analog controls. Oh. But the thing, it's similar with like the Resident Evil remake. The analog controls can kind of trivialize combat because you're just a little too maneuverable.
Right.
It was
designed for tank controls. Right, exactly. So we should actually mention what this game is. So this game is Samurai Resident Evil, as I mentioned at the top. You are a samurai who's fighting demons and other evil spirits and monsters. And it has the same kind of movement controls as Resident Evil. The only thing that's different is really the combat, right?
Yeah, it's more, I would say it's less survival horror and more action.
Yes, so, yeah, definitely. And there's a lot less, like, puzzly stuff. There are definitely puzzle moments, but they're, like, discrete puzzles. It's
far more straightforward.
Yeah, so and when I say discrete puzzles, I mean, like, you enter a room and there's a puzzle in the room as opposed to, like, the mansion being a puzzle that you have to solve.
Exactly. Yeah,
totally. So, yeah. So, we mentioned that... So, Keiji Inafune worked on this. He also... We mentioned he worked on Mega Man 2. He did DuckTales, Resident Evil's Director's Cut. The other guy who worked on this, Yun Takeuchi. He worked on Resident Evil, Resident Evil 2, and Street Fighter 2. They wanted to make a ninja version of Resident Evil set in a... We're bringing the term back. A ninja house. This word keeps coming up because Luigi's Mansion originally was supposed to be a ninja house. I think there was another game we talked about that was supposed to be a ninja house.
Every game just starts development. Like Mighty No. 9 started development as a ninja house.
It's just like a good, easy setting to pick to start with before you figure out what you really want to make the game.
Although I feel like I can't think of many games that actually ended up being a ninja house game.
Yeah. This is a game that definitely is a ninja house game, right? So.
Yes.
Castle Grounds. Yeah.
Originally, this game was developed for the Nintendo 64 disk drive.
And then the PlayStation 1.
And then it was moved to the PlayStation 1.
The Nintendo 64 disk drive, is that like that platform that was going to sit underneath the N64?
Yeah. Like the Sega CD for the N64. I think it was like a magnetic strip, magnetic thing, like a hard disk, floppy disk thing. As opposed to being a cartridge with solid state memory.
Interesting. Oh, so it wasn't going to be like a CD.
Diskette you put in the bottom of it. Hmm. But it was obviously like bigger than a 3.5 inch floppy. I don't know what the size of it was. But it did come out in Japan. It came out.
Oh, did come out.
Yeah.
I thought it just.
No. Yeah. So they had like F-Zero 64. The second like Trax expansion was released on it, so you had to put the F-Zero 64 cartridge in the slot, and then you had to put the 64DD cartridge in, and you got more tracks. Mm-hmm. There was a Mario Artist, I believe it was called, which was a Mario Paint sequel.
Whoa, didn't know that.
The F-Zero one, too, for F-Zero 64, you could make your own tracks, was a big deal on that, on the N64DD, but it never sold. It was like, there was like five things that came out for it.
I wonder how easy it is to find, like, ROMs or whatever, like if that any of that is archived.
Yeah, I wonder. Well. I bet it is. I'm sure it's out there somewhere, because you can easily emulate N64 games now.
Yeah, certainly. I wonder if these disk drives, or whatever you call them, how you know, far-reaching they got, for people to archive.
So this game was originally intended to be a trilogy, but eventually become a trilogy. And the last one was had Jean Reno in it.
That's the best.
The guy from Godzilla.
the guy from Godzilla 98, yeah. He may have done a few other movies.
That's what I knew him from.
What's the substitute? What's the assassin movie?
The substitute.
No.
The one with Natalie Portman. Yeah. Leon the professional.
Leon the professional. That's his best movie.
I haven't seen it.
I'll watch it.
I'll watch it eventually.
Someone hasn't rewatched Godzilla 98 in a while.
Yeah. Wow.
That's what I mean. He's the guy from Godzilla until I watched Leon.
I actually watched that recently, Godzilla 98, but that's a story for another time, Chris.
The chase through Madison Square Garden? No? You guys don't think that's cool? They're like raptors.
I did a whole podcast on this. I'll send you the link.
So, what is the story here?
It's kind of hard to figure out. Like, did you guys have a hard time following? Like,
well, did you read all the backstory? Like, the Resident Evil style clippings that were everywhere?
Yeah, I liked that. But, like, the openings, it was tough when the game started to figure out how much time had passed between the opening cinematic and you playing the game.
Right. A fair amount of time, because Nobunaga's dead.
Right, I figured that out halfway through the game.
And I think it's implied that Samonosuke is present at that, but he's considerably younger.
So I'm going to butcher names throughout this whole thing.
This guy's name, so Samonosuke, and I just said that right because you said it right, but his name is Hidemitsu Samonosuke Akechi.
Yes.
That's like a really hard name to say.
Samonosuke is actually just like, I think it's like a title.
Oh,
but
is it?
But that's what everyone refers to him as.
Okay.
And there's like Princess Yuri?
Yeah.
And Nara, whatever, is the zombie.
It's Princess Yuki.
Yuki. And then it's...
And then the bad guy's an N name.
Everyone's from Hamlet.
Nobunaga.
Nobunaga was an actual lord. Then all the demons are from Hamlet.
What is Onimusha?
Onimusha, so there's the Oni, who are the people who are like the ogres?
I think that was just for this game, is where they... But yeah, essentially it's like ogre warriors.
Yes. So there's
like... the bad guys are Onimusha.
No, the bad guys are Genma. Demons. Yeah, they're Genma. They're so demons.
Samonosuke gets the ogre power. Is essentially what he's like been given.
And he becomes an Onimusha.
Yeah.
Yes. At the very end of the game, he becomes one with Onimusha.
Right.
It's confusing.
So the story in a nutshell, right? So Nobunaga's dead, and the Genma demons want to resurrect. They want to perform a ritual to resurrect Nobunaga because they think he would be the best leader for the demons to take over the world. And they're going to do that by killing Princess Yuri.
Yuki.
And what's the...
They need to make her really sad.
Right. So they... What's the kid's name?
Because they're going to kill... The kid with the bald spot.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't he like Yurimaru or something like that? Mm. That's why I feel like Yuri keeps sticking in my head for one of them.
I forget what his name is.
But so they want to kill the kid in front of her so she gets even extra sad.
Right.
Because so then her when blood... they kill her, it's going to be filled with more sorrow in her blood.
And her blood will be more delicious, they say.
That is hilarious.
It's the opposite of when you don't want to eat an animal that died in distress.
Well, they're demons, so...
The fact that they have to kidnap a kid just to kill him in front to enriching the blood with sorrow.
And then they kill her, take the blood, and then put the blood back in her skull, right?
Oh, yeah,
and
that's right.
And then he has to drink the blood from her skull.
Right, so that he will gain his power to enter the world.
You know what's weird, too, is I guess Nobunaga is in, like, Japanese history is somebody who is seen as a good person and a bad person at the same time.
Yeah, because he's very divisive. Mm. Yeah. Character in history. So
I don't know his person. I didn't read into his history, but it seems like he did some bad stuff, but he did some good stuff to unify the country.
Interesting.
And there's multiple endings to this game.
The ends justify the means.
Oh, there are?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
So depending on how you do in the game, like your time and how many people you kill, then you get different endings. And one of the endings is, you know, Samonosuke wasn't seen ever again, and Nobunaga took over the country. And there's better endings than that, where you see Samonosuke.
Right. Well, yeah. It's just him staring at the castle, like off in the distance.
Right, and he's like a little glowy or something, right?
Yeah.
So we mentioned too that there's besides Nobunaga and the Genma, there are named demons in this, and they're all named Hamlet characters for some reason.
Oh.
So there's Guildenstern, who is a scientist who has various creations, which he sends at Samonosuke. Will you never fight? I think you probably fight him in the second one.
I don't think he's not in the second one.
He's not?
He's referenced.
Do you encounter him in this game?
Yeah, he is like, here's my creation, and it's Samonosuke's shadow.
He looks like Mars Attacks. Yeah.
looks like Mars Attacks. He looks like the guy from Eternal Darkness.
He does. It was very out of place. He did not look good.
No.
You fight him in the third one. So in the second one, he's referenced in the second one, but you fight him in the third one.
And he had like a real cartoonish voice.
Yes.
A lot of the voices in this game.
He was very pious from Eternal Darkness.
Yes. 100%.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have to say, when I first got the game, I played it in English, but this time around I played it in Japanese with English subtitles.
Oh, and speaking of
the voice acting is a lot better in the Japanese one,
so I thought. I didn't think the voice acting was that bad, but I will say they did not do any work to change the mouths.
Yeah.
So the mouths are... And that was like a problem with Final Fantasy X and PS2 games in general. They didn't take the time to change the dubbing to English on the mouths. They didn't do that work because it would be...
That's probably pretty hard back then,
yeah,
I would think.
So. I did think that the English voice acting was bad but good, like the Resident Evil 1 voice acting. Like it was...
I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, there's degrees of
the
badness.
Resident Evil 1 voice acting is funny. Like it's entertaining. I thought this was entertaining. It was like, it didn't spoil the game for me.
So besides Guildenstern, there's Fortinbras, who's another Hamlet character. What other Hamlet characters are in this? I know there's a bunch.
Marcellus?
Yes.
Stellato?
Yes.
Hecuba?
Hecuba.
I had all those memorized.
I'm struggling to remember any.
Osric?
I just looked at the list.
Osric, Guildenstern. I don't... Why isn't there a Rosencrantz? I wonder if there's a Rosencrantz in other games. Hmm. Rosencrantz and Guildenstern.
Is there any reason why? Like,
Hamlet? Not that I could see. There wasn't any interviews either. It's really weird. Gameplay, this game, I hate tank controls. I'm just going to say. Kind of makes me hate this game just because I don't like tank controls.
You were having a lot of trouble with this.
I was impressed with the gameplay in this game, especially the combat.
So my problem with the tank controls in this game and all of the games is that when your perspective shifts, when the camera shifts, your controls shift. Like where you turn and how you look will change as the camera changes.
Right, but you keep holding up.
Yeah, because you're always forward.
Right, they make the rooms where when you switch perspectives or cameras, you keep going.
Yeah, keep going forward
into the room.
Yeah, but it hurts my brain to think about
how you
can do that. So especially with like boss fights. Boss fights don't seem fair because of that.
So I think. A lot of people with tank controls make not great enough use of the quick turn, like the quick 180.
Oh, I did.
I think that's critical. And in addition to that, I think in this game specifically, the back step, like just hitting, being able to hit down, I use that a lot too. Super good as a dodge. And I think you kind of lose that if, you know, you need to assign that to a button like in Dark Souls or something to get that kind of move. So I don't know. I mean, yeah,
when I was younger, I didn't like tank controls at all. And then when I was playing this game, I was actually kind of surprised by how easy I thought it actually controlled. Just like you said, like the quick turn, the quick like scoot little back thing that you can do.
I think this game definitely controls better than Resident Evil in terms of moving your character.
I think so too.
However, you have to have that because you are put into these combat situations where there's multiple creatures on the stage in front of you. So you need to be able to have this additional movement control, but I still don't think it's very good because of the perspective shifts and also you are a swordsman, so if there's multiple guys coming at you, it can be difficult to move in a quick enough manner with tank controls in order to take out as many demons as you can. So it's just, it's tough. I think gunplay works a lot better than swordplay in with tank controls.
I disagree, because in this game you have the really strong parry. and whenever you we'll go with that. So, and then whenever you swung your sword, like you kind of almost auto aimed.
Yeah, it was very generous.
Yeah,
which so, I like, thought was necessary.
I just found myself getting into like almost like when you play like one of like the Arkham games, you kind of get in a good rhythm where it's like you're kind of launching attacks and then you're blocking, and like you can kind of. I'd never had too much trouble fending off large waves of enemies.
Yeah, I would just keep swinging and you would just turn automatically. Yeah. And
I was kind of waiting to come to me. I just hold down the block. Yep. When the archers get introduced.
The archers were definitely the most bullshit
enemies. Yes, I agree.
Because I couldn't ever... I couldn't ever really figure out how to fight the archers that were, like, elevated above you without doing...
A special move?
Switching a special move.
Well, did you get the bow?
Yeah, you can get a bow.
I also got the bow really... Did you get the bow late?
Yeah, I did.
I feel like I got the bow so late. I was picking up arrows the whole game.
Yeah, you can get the bow really early if you know the right passcodes.
Yeah.
It's like the first thing. I didn't get it. I got it late, but I looked it up that you can get it the first hour.
Yeah, I had it from close to the beginning of the game, like as early as you can get it. But like that's one thing I will say. The bow, like I didn't use the bow like once during the game.
Yeah,
because it's like you switch to it and it's just like it's so cumbersome to aim and fire the
reload
bow.
Yeah,
and like you have no means to protect yourself.
I will say the gun's pretty good.
Yeah, the gun's so random.
Yeah, there's a gun in the game. It's a musket for some reason.
Yeah,
it was pretty good. I mean, yeah, I used the musket and during one of the boss fights I found it to be pretty, you know,
the Quelag Hecuba.
I don't know.
Flying.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Lady. Oh, a Quelag like in Dark Souls. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, is it what?
Yeah, yeah.
She had a bunch of like ads or whatever that were easy to shoot.
The transformation she makes was censored in the West. I don't know if you guys saw this.
Yes. Well, it's about 20 seconds longer in that.
Oh, is it?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I have to check that out.
She has her like pupa come out of her vagina.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't check it on the train.
Yes. Did you check it on the train?
No.
But she is a very Dark Souls character, and that brings me to my next point: is this game seems like a proto Dark Souls, even though at the same time I don't think they ever drew inspiration from this. It's the team that eventually would make Dark Souls, but it definitely feels, in terms of the one-on-one sword battles that you have. The fact that you're fighting against demons and you're opening up new routes and you're going around, and the bosses especially are very Dark Souls-y. I wouldn't say in terms of the actual combat, but how they look aesthetically.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think Sekiro is probably the best kind of comparison.
Oh yeah, well it's drawing from the same time period. Right, so.
Exactly.
What did you guys think of the journals and stuff you find, or like the backstory it kind of leads to? I feel like that was like a really good like horror element. It was kind of starting to add, like, because the game doesn't really have a horror vibe. I feel like
There's minimal.
Yeah, although there's that part where it's like you go into the basement. Like once you get to like that basement level, I feel like that's where the game gets like creepy, like really suddenly when you go into like what's his name, the scientist guy?
Oh, Guildenstern.
Yeah, it's like you find like Guildenstern's lab down there and stuff like that. And like I feel like I was like this is kind of like creepy for this game.
I didn't like the journals as much as like the Resident Evil journals, because those are like in context.
Oh, yeah, definitely a lot better.
So like these just felt like random pieces that were left aside. Like Resident Evil, you go in a room and you see how the room's set up. And then you find a piece on the ground, and it's related to that room and what was happening in there, typically. But this is just like, there's a guy, and he has this story that's playing out that you're finding in these pieces that you just pick up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So there is that there's a six-part journal of, like, some guy that was there that's kind of figuring out the supernatural story or whatever.
Right.
I thought those were good. I thought, in general, the game lacked the same kind of good flavor text that like Resident Evil games have, where you walk up to a bookshelf and hit A, and you get like a cool, flavorful description of the environment.
Right.
But that's not what this game is. It's more of an action game, so they want to keep it moving. Right.
But like, it had it randomly, though. Like, the most random thing.
Yeah, and it wasn't good.
You're just like, oh, here's some spears.
The quality.
They're not sharp.
It said, the spears specifically, I noticed. I like took a screenshot of it, and I was like, there are metal tips on these spears, but the text itself is like,
they seem useless.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they're not sharp enough, like maybe they, you know.
But again, it's like, of the things to like, to your point, like, to like, why would you attach flavor text to that?
Well, I think that was like, there's weapons on the wall, you're trying to get them, you can't get them, so they give you an explanation why you can't get them.
But you pass other things like that throughout the game.
I wish there was better flavor text.
Also, I would say there, in terms of like just surface level Dark Souls type stuff, you get souls to level up your swords.
Yeah, I did notice that.
I mean, it's there's a couple things.
That being said, I still appreciate how quick and straightforward this game was. Like,
did you guys ever have to grind for to level up your stuff? Did you ever take the time to do that?
I needed to get to the third. So the way this game works is there's three colors. You get three weapons, each associated with a color. You can level up the strength of the weapon, or the weapons also were like keys to enter certain rooms.
And you can level up the keys.
And you can level up basically, the key.
Did you have to grind to level up the keys?
I had to level up because at the end you need to get like level 3.
Right.
Yeah.
That was annoying.
Yeah.
Because I just ran around the same room for like an hour, literally an hour, trying to level up something.
And like the enemies will somewhat randomly spawn or not spawn, it seemed like.
Yeah.
That was weird too. I think if you killed them enough, they stopped spawning. That's what it felt like.
That is what it felt like. I don't know if that's actually the case.
Like a quicker way to grind, I don't know if you guys did this, like when you it's like that save point you kind of keep going back to, like in the main hall of the castle.
Yeah.
Where you can go to the Dark Realm once your all of your weapons are up to level 2.
Yeah.
And you kind of keep going to like deeper and deeper.
Oh, is that what allows you to go into the Dark Realm?
Yeah, so all your
weapons. The guy that drops down?
Assuming that those long pieces of hair came out of his nostrils. Like they looked like long
like whiskers
hair.
Type things.
Yes.
He was a weird dude.
He was a weird dude. I wonder if there's a weird, like, he was a cool character.
There's like a weird thing or something.
Did anybody go all the way down to the bottom?
Of the dark realm? No, I got to like level 2 or 3 and I was like, all right, I'm over this.
I think it's 20. And if you get to 20, you get a key, which right before the final boss, you get a special sword that can like, doesn't take magic to use a special.
So you can just spam it?
Yeah.
I think it kills every normal character with one hit, and I think it kills the final boss, I think, with like 2 hits or something like that.
It's pretty quick. I don't know if it's 2 hits, but the big thing is that you can just spam special and doesn't take magic.
Yeah, so you get the 3 weapons that you can upgrade.
And we should mention, too, you get a lightning weapon, a fire weapon, and a wind weapon.
Right. Oh, is that what green is? Wind?
Yeah. It's like that double blade.
I guess
blade,
that makes sense. Yeah. You get like a bow, a fire arrows. I never once made. Do you have to make them?
Yeah, I never did that.
Use your souls to make like explosive ammunition and fire arrows.
Oh, I didn't know you
could. You can also. I didn't realize this, but you can upgrade the herbs to be medicine.
Yeah.
And that is something that you should do if you play this game: is upgrade your herbs to medicine. It doesn't take that much.
I liked that it had herbs.
I
appreciated that,
and I liked that like the swords. Well, so like the lightning one is a little bit more of like a faster, lighter sword. Yeah. The fire one's like a heavier sword, and the
green one's like the double staff. Blade. Yeah.
And I liked how they all kind of played their own way a little bit, but like it wasn't like you like outside of unlocking certain doors, like you didn't really have to like use one for a particular section. I liked how you could kind of go with whatever like you were more comfortable with your play style.
But there were some that felt better for certain fights than other, where like you just wanted to hit a guy a bunch between his
animations. Did you guys use for your main?
The lightning, I think, was the one I upgraded first.
I bounced between the lightning and the... Once I got the dual blade, the wind one, I found myself using that for like almost exclusively when I could.
It was the fastest, so it was the easiest to just kind of get in.
They all have different attributes, too. So the red one has the most power, so you do the most damage with one hit, but it swings slower.
It's so slow.
That's the one I used.
Hmm.
So
you...
Well, all three of us used different ones.
Wow.
Wow.
I knew now which Planeteers we would each be.
The Planeteers.
I'd be Heart.
Does that mean not it? Fire?
No, I'd be Heart.
All right. So when you beat the game, you get another armor?
Yes.
Do you get another armor in the middle of the game?
You get two.
Yeah, you get the gold armor.
And then you also get there's a third one.
Yeah.
I never got another armor.
Oh, really?
So in the first first puzzles room, yeah. Yeah, the gold armor like halves the damage you take. Oh, so yeah. It's like
I didn't think
it's in the room where with the pulleys and the levers. Where you have to raise it up.
Oh, right. How did you open that other...
Cade has to go...
There is another character we haven't mentioned
yet. She's a Kunoichi? Kunoichi? Kunoichi.
What is that?
How do I say this? Yes.
So there's one in that room, there's like a pulley...
Kunoichi.
...that she can pull, and that you don't like it opens like your path forward, but it also opens like the gate that's blocking the armor.
Oh, the best thing about
and
that
so
room
it's a little
too,
off screen. So
okay,
if you're Sam Inosuke and you open the last gate, you can just leave, and she's like trapped behind a gate, but she just comes with you.
Oh yeah, yeah, right, yeah.
And so, then that next room after that's a fucking bitch. It's like you have to move on to X's
the booby
and
trap
O's.
Floors? Yeah,
it sucks. So
yeah,
that was
like the it sucks because like the first time I went in there, like. I didn't clearly understand like what the crisscrosses were representing.
Yeah, it took me like five times to figure that out. I thought like he had to go on one symbol and she had to go on another symbol or like
I thought the X's
alternating...
killed you at first.
Yeah, I was very confused. So, that part was the worst part of the game for me because you have to do there's a cutscene, then there's the pulley system. Then there's other puzzle after it, and you can't skip cutscenes in this game.
Right, that does.
And so I kept dying, I think, in the fight after that scene, or that puzzle, and I have to go through the whole puzzle again, watch all the cutscenes. It was...
It's good. Game's real good.
The part that... The game is really good.
I like the game.
The part that sucks to me was the water puzzle, like when Samonosuke's trapped in like tank.
And,
like,
yes.
It takes
and
forever.
It's timed.
And like the puzzle isn't like, that's the thing, like the puzzle isn't clearly, like it just says, you got to put like the symbol together.
Yeah, right.
But I feel like it wasn't like entirely.
Oh, I got that right at the second. Yeah.
I feel like it was like entirely clear like how you were supposed to like move the pieces around and stuff.
Well, none of the puzzles are in this game are set up like to be super intuitive. They're all pretty... Like, you need to sit down and, like, actually think about what's happening before you go in and do it.
I remember, like, that was just, like, I mean...
Yeah. That also I had to do, like, five times because I was, like, I guess I just kept doing the same thing over and over and getting into the same position.
I mean, that's just the way games were back then. I feel like, you know, now I don't think I feel like that's just something that was more product of its time.
I would say some of these puzzles are poorly designed even for the time period. Like the circle and the X one is just so unintuitive for what you have to do when you walk in that room that it's not very clear. I think that the water puzzle is bad not because of the actual puzzle, but you walk in that room and you have a time limit and you need to figure out where you go first. And it takes a little bit for to figure out.
It almost expects you to fail the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's. Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of what I figured out, like the X's and O's puzzle, too. Like, that doesn't bother me because, like, especially the water one, like, while I didn't like the actual puzzle, I like that it's just like, oh, here's a timer.
It doesn't.
Figure it out.
No, it didn't bother me the that you died. The thing that bothers me about most games when you die like that and they expect you to die the first time is if they don't respect your time and you have to go through five things before that in order to do it again.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I get mad.
Is that right after the... That's later than the XO puzzle and the level.
That's after that. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I don't know. All those puzzle sections felt like padding to me.
Yeah,
the game would have been maybe too short otherwise and they were like, oh, we got to... add some puzzle sections.
I did just remember, too, the other armor, which I didn't find, but I looked it up afterwards, is underneath the waterfall at the very end. So there's a waterfall with two guys, and there's a...
Where there's a drawbridge.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
not a drawbridge, but a...
Did whatever. You walk across it, and did he snap the drawbridge on you?
No, I did the opposite. He walked across it, and I snapped the drawbridge. Yeah.
I didn't know if... I just snapped it as soon as I saw it, because I figured that you could do that after seeing the water gun when you can knock that down. Because
you can go you can do it twice. So I think I ran across the bridge the first time. And then when I was the lady character, whatever her name is.
Kaide.
I like accidentally cut it and killed a bunch of guys. There should have been more of those like environmental traps. Like there's one where there's like the hill and you can drop the catapult.
Yeah.
On a bunch of guys.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I would have liked more of that.
Yeah.
I would have liked actually more, I would have taken less of those, like, kind of time-consuming puzzles and taken more time with playing as Kaede and, like, through the, like, I thought, like, she was, like, she could have been a little bit more fleshed out. She was, like a slower Samonosuke with, like, her attacks.
She never developed. Like, you get a second weapon with her that's just more powerful.
Right.
But...
And she can throw those daggers. And
Her character's flat.
I not once used the...
Her character's flat. But I mean, like, I feel like they could have given her, like, a couple more, like, cool mechanics and stuff like that. Right. And, like, made her feel like... She has, like, a cool, like, roundhouse kick.
She can, like, flip over guys, too, like, big guys, and, like, stab them in the back or something like that.
Oh, I never
figured out how you could do it.
I did a combat move in this game, I never knew how I did it. The kick... Where you, like, hold back
down and
attack. I use that only on the battle where you have to fight your mirror version of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Only because he kept blocking.
Yeah.
But I never really figured out the parry. I never figured out any of these other special moves. I looked at the manual after the fact.
You mean, like, the critical parry?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was, like, that's, like, a time. It used to be, I think it was, like...
You have to block and then attack immediately? And then
just as they make contact with you. It was hard. Yeah, it's hard to pull off.
Just like parrying in Dark Souls, I felt... Like, it was not worth it.
I remember in Onimusha 3, that becomes significantly easier to do in Onimusha 3.
But they increased the parry window. I did figure out parrying. I used it enough. I suck at parrying in general in most games, but I've played two Dark Souls games. So I've figured that out. Did you guys have any...
You had to be reliant on it, that's all.
Yeah. Did you guys ever figure out... did you guys have any trouble with any of the bosses?
No, I don't think so.
No.
So there's Marcellus, who's a swordsman. There is another big beast at this very start. So
which one was Marcellus?
The guy on the roof and the guy at the very end.
I didn't have a hard time with him.
There's their doppelganger.
I had the hardest time probably with the doppelganger, just because I couldn't hit him. He kept blocking.
Mm.
I had the hardest time with Hecuba, and also the final boss.
Which one's Hecuba?
The bee lady.
Oh, yeah. Mainly because the way that I figured out how to kill her was just doing the green wind vortex thing.
Yeah, I actually died to her like 5 times and I was like, fuck this. I looked up YouTube and
it was the green vortex thing
and you just keep
knocking her down.
Because
it's just a vertical attack and so it hits her. Because she's flying above you, which is...
Yeah, and she has adds too, which makes an issue, which are the ant dudes that come in the second half of the game. But there's also...
I feel like they're purely there to just give you more magic.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. But yeah, I also would, when I played it, because I got frustrated, I unloaded on every piece of ammunition I had for the gun, and then I used the green stuff to kill her.
Yeah.
And I felt so good. She felt like a Dark Souls boss to beat her, to be honest with you.
I thought the Stellato doppelganger fight was my favorite, because it was like, I really like the combat mechanics in this, and then, like, I wish, maybe wish like you could have more like kind of... slower paced, like, thought out, like, sword fights with, like, a similar type character to Samonosuke. So I thought, like, that was, like, kind of
cool. Well, there's three bosses in this game, and two of them are that big swordsman guy.
Well, like, they're, like, huge, though. Yeah, I meant someone who more kind of lined up size-wise with you, technique-size with you. Like, I kind of wish that fight
where
was actually
like trading blows rather than dodging a guy that's going to smash you and then smash...
A little bit more, a little bit more, like, I don't even want to say, like, twitch mechanics, but, like, something that was, like, a little bit more...
Reactive.
Like, yeah.
I agree.
So,
and the final boss, I just used a bunch of supers on him. And
Fortin Bros. I had a really tough time with him, actually, because of the like lightning bolts that came down from the ceiling that would swarm you.
I found that to get around those, you had to step back from him. Because then the balls would come out,
and then you could see like where they were going to land. Too. Right. You just had a. And
then but with tank controls, it was harder to get out of the way.
Right.
Well, that's what you said earlier. That's with the quick turn and the little back dash.
I mean, it worked. You know, I think I died once on him.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. You. I mean, this is like a test for you to fully know the controls is the final 100%. Boss, because you need to know to sidestep the laser that comes out of him.
Yep.
You need to know how to do the 360 back.
I kind of just ate the laser every time.
Yeah.
Right in the face.
Eventually in the end,
I think it doesn't hurt a lot. So it's like you can absorb it. So.
Yeah.
So I think eventually in the end you have to like dodge one or two or else you're fucked and you can't get around it. But you need to learn how to do the 360 controls, because if you're too close to them swinging away and they have a line that shows
the 180 turn.
Yeah. Yeah. The 180 turn, not 360. I thought that the boss was like super over the top. Compared to the rest of the game.
Wait, so was the boss the...
He was like the demon snake.
Noba guy?
No, it was Fortinbras.
What happens to the zombie guy?
He goes back to hell. He's dead.
The Nobunaga?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not successfully resurrected.
Oh, they try to resurrect him.
I think he's actually alive in the demon world. They're trying to bring him into the world.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's basically because
he's
like
marching with his army, right?
Yes. He dies in the beginning of the game in a battle.
But I thought they show a cutscene where he's like dead. He's like a demon looking dude.
Yeah.
But with a bunch of an army and like a moon behind him.
Yeah. So he's in the demon world.
That's in the demon world.
He's basically a Viggo, Scourge of Carpathia.
Yep.
What is that?
Ghostbusters 2. The painting.
Have you never seen Ghostbusters
2? I have seen Ghostbusters 2, but I can't distinguish it from Ghostbusters.
Viggo the Carpathian?
Is that the one? Ghostbusters 1 is with the dogs on the roof, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't.
Ghostbusters 2 is with the evil painting where the guy's like trying to come out of the painting and back into the world.
Huh. Maybe I need to watch that movie again.
I saw that movie in theaters.
I did too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't that come out in like
88, 89?
Yeah, we would have been 5.
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember it actually kind of scared me when I was a kid. I saw it in theaters.
You guys are old.
Dude, I saw Beetlejuice in theaters.
That guy I've never seen Beetlejuice.
Did you? I like think about that, and I'm like, my parents were bad parents. I was like 4. I was actually, I think, 3 when that movie came out. Crazy. So we mentioned Genma Onimusha, which was the Xbox port, had an enhanced graphics and additional gameplay. Mainly it had green souls. So if you're in possession of 5 of them, you can activate a temporary invincibility and health recharge.
That seems powerful.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to say, because I think like one of the things I wanted to touch on, but we haven't really got to yet, is like Resident Evil has like the limited saves, right? And the type rates and all that
stuff. Yeah, survival survival
Whereas
horror.
This game doesn't like really have that, but I feel like what rose the tension in this game is that I feel like the health pickups were kind of few and far between.
And you're defenseless when you're picking up health. Because you have to hold down a button where you like suck it in with a vacuum.
Oh, like the souls, yeah.
By the way, did you guys ever run across a gauntlet that said, hey, this is a gauntlet?
Oh yeah, you suck up all the
Did you notice suck up the jewels from it?
I think
it would be like mounted as like an art piece.
Yeah, but there's no indication. Glowing. Yeah, there's no indication that if you press the suck button to suck up stuff,
the one that souls recovered your magic.
No, it like
oh the one was, that just like gave you the purple souls.
It was like a bank of
okay. There's a few of those in the game.
Yeah, I think there's like 3 or 4 of them.
Yeah, but I was gonna say is like I think the tension was like those health pickups were few and far between, and the save points are kind of few and far between.
They are, yeah.
And I feel like the tension was like, oh my god, like, can I get through? Like, I probably just need to get through a few rooms to save this game.
Right.
But even then, you still get
But I did there. Also find myself saying, oh, that part was so unfun that I am going to go seek out a save point
to same
make
thing.
Sure I save and don't.
Yeah, it didn't have like the same tension as like a Dark Souls has, where you're pushing forward as much as you can.
Right.
But it did have. I mean, I felt like I could go back and like skip around guys pretty easily to get to a safe.
You can run around most of the enemies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Resident Evil style.
Yeah.
So this game spawned a number of sequels: Onimusha 2, 3. We mentioned Onimusha Dawn of Dreams, which is a PS3 game. There's an Onimusha Tactics game, and there's also Onimusha Blade Warriors, which is a Super Smash Brothers inspired fighting game, which is weird and has like Mega Man in it and Mega Man ZX and Zero, and it's weird. It's a weird game.
Yeah, I looked at a video of it. It doesn't look very good. It's like a two-plane fighter
fighting game. It's weird.
Garbage.
Yeah.
Have you played any of the other Onimushas?
Just 1, 2, and 3.
Just.
Yeah, it's the trilogy.
Yeah, the trilogy, but I haven't played like Dawn of... Yeah, I feel like those are like the main games, so I haven't played like Dawn of Dreams.
Okay.
Or whatever.
I'm eager to play another Onimusha game.
Two is like so standalone.
Do any of them get rid of the tank controls?
The third one does.
Okay.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, we get there.
Can you have them if you want? or is it like built around not having...
Probably not.
It's been forever since I played that one. So I think it's... Yeah, I think you... It handles very differently, right? So it's not like Onimusha 1 and Onimusha 2 are like the Resident Evil games where it's like you have like the hand-drawn backgrounds and stuff. Yeah. Whereas in Onimusha 3, it abandons the hand-drawn backgrounds and goes to like a more traditional, like 3D, completely 3D environment. Mm-hmm. So it makes more sense as to why you abandoned the tank controls in that sort of setting. But if you don't, the third one is a lot of fun because like you bounce, it's like time travel. You're bouncing back and forth, like between modern day and the past, with John Renault and Simonosuke.
That
like,
sounds cool.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. The second one is like, I really loved.
You play
the first
as a lady in the second one at parts, right?
A different.
Yeah, it's not. It's not Kaede. Yeah,
the lady in the first one dies, right?
But then they like,
oh, 14 years later.
They retcon that though. Like,
oh, they
really,
do
really quickly. They retcon that she's not dead.
That's, yeah, I think that's one of the endings.
No, that wasn't all of the endings. Oh, okay. She dies like later
another war or something.
Yeah, but they take that out really quick. No. But
it's funny because as I watched that ending, I was like, oh, nice that they like went there and killed her.
Yeah, then I think they realized.
So for them to retcon it, it makes me a little disappointed.
So like I remember like when I really liked this game and I got Onimusha 2 like as quickly as I could basically after that, and just thinking like, oh, this is great. I'm going to pick up Samonosuke's story. And Samonosuke is not in the second game. Like,
oh, at all?
No.
Wait.
It's a different Oni character. I forget his name off the top of my head.
Oh, that's wild.
And like just like how like I forget the actor's name that Samonosuke is based off of, but it's a whole different other famous male Japanese actor that like they kind of scanned his face for the second one.
The actor's name is Takeshi Akaneshiro. Okay. He was this actor and singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm. As they all were. Mm.
So, where does this go on our list?
Well,
we have 55 games.
Right? I like this game. I'm going to say it right now.
Yeah.
You said you were curious if, as a Resident Evil fan, I would like it, and I did like it.
Didn't this game like? I don't know, this is the feeling I had. I was like, I wish there was like some hack of some Resident Evil game that just dumps Samonosuke like
into a Resident Evil game. That'd be pretty
cool. But you'd be so OP. Because you could just hack up zombies.
But it'd be really fun though, just being like in that environment. Yeah. That's like all I was thought. I was just going like, oh, it'd be awesome to like mow down a shit ton of zombies and liquors like in like the police station, Samonosuke.
They
like,
could double the enemies.
And yeah. I think it'd be like so much fun. Just that, like to have that, like that. That they'd be the true like,
that probably
horror
would be
aesthetic.
Fun. So this is our 56th game. It goes from Super Mario 64 at number 1 all the way down to Jurassic Park Trespasser at number 55. We have a lot of games in here. This will be our third Capcom game. We added Resident Evil back at the start of 2019. We had DuckTales also is on our list as well, which is another Capcom game. We have a bunch of PS2 games. I don't know, where do you want to start this discussion? I would say first, right off the bat, to me, like, I would say that this game is better than Spider-Man 2.
Does that make it better than Tapper? Oh my god, it does make it better than Tapper.
Whoa. Yeah, I was going to say it's better than Eternal Darkness, so yeah, let's keep going. Spider-Man 2?
Yeah,
that's 32.
Yeah. I would say we would start at 32 and work our way down.
I don't think it's better than God of War at 26.
I do not think it's better than God of War either.
Yeah, I also think, you know, I like this game better than God of War, but...
I think this game is so short... And
I think the shortness is a positive person.
How long did it take you? It took me 4 hours.
But that's not a good thing.
I mean,
Evil 2 is like 3.5 hours too.
Resident Evil?
Resident Evil 2, I mean, is like, what, 4 hours?
I haven't played the Leon game, I think.
Right, yeah.
Which you have to play two in order right, to get
so
the full
you,
end.
So whatever, it's like a 7 hour game.
Yeah.
But, anyways, I think God of War is just, we touched on it, God of War at number 26 is more of a complete package. I would say I like the story a lot more in God of War, yeah, and I think it ties into gameplay better.
Yeah, it's mechanically more diverse.
And, right. And the combat, I think, is yeah, more fun.
The upgrade system is better,
right.
And the presentation's better.
I do like God of War. I do like Onimusha. Like, myself personally, like Onimusha better, but I think the big thing for me is that God of War is like a much more important franchise. Where, like, I feel like Onimusha is like kind of like your nice diversion from like the Resident Evil series.
I don't know if it's, I would say, yeah, it's probably much more important, I would say.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I try to personally not have the influence or the, like the relevance to gaming in general impact my decisions, and I think at face value, God of War is just a better game.
I enjoyed playing God of War better.
I mean, look, if we went over God of War, we got to DuckTales, we'd be like, oh, DuckTales is more fun.
DuckTales is way better.
So,
just in upwards of Spider-Man, I think that Onimusha is a more complete package than Extreme Warfare Revenge.
I'm gonna yield to you guys.
Yeah, it's just such a different experience, yeah, but yeah.
I would say it's a better game than Pilot Wings because it's more of a, again, complete package. You have a story, you have gameplay, a diversity of gameplay, of puzzles.
Yeah.
I've just never been a Pilot Wings fan. So.
I am a Pilot Wings fan, and I think I can get behind that.
Yeah. I would put it above Luigi's Mansion, myself personally, because, Luigi's Mansion is a very crafted experience. I think that I enjoyed the combination of the gameplay and the story better in Onimusha than in Luigi's Mansion.
If Luigi's Mansion was as long as this game, Luigi's Mansion would have been a better game to me.
Luigi's Mansion is like 2 hours longer.
It was 2 hours too long.
I enjoyed Luigi's Mansion, but I felt a greater sense of success and personal triumph from beating the bosses in Onimusha and beating that game than I did in Luigi's Mansion. It's a pretty easy game, Luigi's Mansion.
Right. I don't think a game being easy is too much of a downside.
No, I'm just saying, like,
I didn't feel satisfied as much. I agree completely. I think Luigi's Mansion was just too simple to top Onimusha, right. The feeling I got from playing Onimusha.
Right. So we come up to Ninja Gaiden. I would say that I personally think that this game is better than Ninja Gaiden because I think Ninja Gaiden is fucking... There's a part in that game that's so bullshit at the very end that I do not... that's like the one thing I always think about when I think of that game because it's
That is the one thing I think about.
It's a very tight action game and it's very good. It's a very good 2D action platformer. The problem is that it gets so bullshit in the end that I have it's that as fun. A huge negative in my book.
I love the Onimusha combat and I think of Ninja Gaiden. I like Ninja Gaiden a lot too, but the respawning enemies like right off the edge of the screen and the bounce back when you get hit, that right there, Onimusha goes right above for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's just one part at the very end that's like almost impossible. There's one specific screen that is almost impossible.
Does it involve like a jump
on
a narrow platform?
Someone shooting a projectile at you.
There's three enemies coming after you, and it's just terrible. I would put it above Ninja Gaiden. Where I would reach a block is at River City Ransom, and I don't know if we want to put it above River City Ransom.
I
personally would.
Okay.
I pushed for River City Ransom when we first started. I like Onimusha more than River City Ransom, I think.
I think River City Ransom is, for its time, pretty novel.
Yeah.
Like the RPG, you know, kind of mechanics and even the combat is like more complex than just mashing buttons, you know.
Yeah.
Right? Don't you get like skill moves and stuff?
Yeah, misremembering? Yeah, you get power moves and stuff. It's a fun game.
I mean, I think it's probably an Onimusha probably should go above it.
Yeah, Did anything ever happen with River City Ransom outside of the River City girls that like just?
There's like a million.
There are huge franchises. But they're all different like kind of gameplay types.
Yeah, there's like Nintendo World Cup is a a
So it's what, the same universe?
Yeah.
Super Dodgeball is probably the same
Super universe. Super Dodgeball. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah.
I like Super
They're all Kunio games in Japan. They're all based upon this high school.
Yeah, oh, it's all high school.
Okay. But in, yeah, they all have that same like animation style. Of
yeah,
the and big actually, the mechanics are all pretty much the same.
Right.
It's amazing. Like one thing to River City Ransom's credit, like that like platform they developed, those mechanics they developed, they have.
There's a DS game. There's a 3DS there's like a, game.
There's a wrestling game, a track game.
There's like, a lot. They made an Ancient Japan game for Nintendo. Oh, yeah. I mean. But yeah, I mean,
well, you guys seem to be bigger River City Ransom fans or know more about it. So I'm willing to yield to you, but just from the amount I've played of River City Ransom, I could see Onimusha going above it.
Yeah, for me,
I mean, you're the deciding vote here.
So I mean, I played both as a kid.
I know
kid.
You're a big River, you're a bigger River City Ransom fan than I am.
You're probably the biggest River City
Ransom fan. I pushed for both of these games on this podcast. So, right.
So what do you, like, what do you
I played
think goes
both
above?
As a kid. And I played both again as an adult for this podcast, and I had more fun replaying Onimusha.
Okay.
So I vote Onimusha. Right. I just love the combat. Is just I found like a lot of fun. So.
I was impressed with how much I enjoyed the combat, thinking that it would be much slower and, you know, like a Resident Evil game, you're kind of always at a disadvantage, whereas this I felt powerful.
Yeah.
So we satisfying. Have... We have a new game for our top half of the endless list.
Oh, this is the halfway mark? I haven't even...
It's about the halfway mark. Oh, it'll be, yes, 28 will be the halfway mark as of this entry.
Congratulations to Capcom.
Congratulations to you on... Capcom has
it'd be
now...
27, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, 27.
Three games in the top half of the endless list.
Whoa.
Our new number 27 game is now Onimusha. Pushing down River City Ransom, but not better than God of War on the PS2.
I agree.
So,
stand by it.
Congratulations to Onimusha. And thank you guys for joining our podcast here today and adding our 56th game to our list.
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks for suggesting this game. I always wanted to play it.
Hey.
I remember reading reviews when it came out, and I didn't have a PlayStation. And finally, you know, 12-year-old me can...
put that one to bed.
Finally,
this podcast is bringing people together.
It really is.
Yeah. Well, I hope you check out the rest of the series, and hope you
enjoy.
I
look forward to it.
Yeah.
You can find the complete
wholesome ending.
You can find the complete rankings for the endless list in the podcast description. It's up on our Medium page. And right now there are 56 games on the list. You can also email us. We got an email.
We did get an email
recently, and that was great. It's so bad pod@gmail.com. is the email. itsobadpod@gmail.com. We take your criticisms, we take your suggestions, and we will do podcasts based upon those suggestions, and maybe even we'll change ranks based on, probably won't change ranks based on your suggestions, but we might consider it.
Any criticism,
yes, any criticisms, especially when we do re-ranks. And you can also follow us at itsobadpod on Twitter, and we will be back next week with another episode. I don't know what we're going to do next. Probably Call of Duty, I would imagine.
Maybe one of the Lizzie McGuire games?
Maybe one of the GBA?
Lizzie,
I doubt it.
No.
I think it's going to be Call of Duty, the original. So come back
I have
next
so
week.
Many questions.
Thanks, guys.